بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد continuing the kitab on aqaid correcting our beliefs belief number two when all of these signs have occurred the major and minor signs then preparation for qiyamah will commence the exact date of qiyamah is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Israfil alayhi salam will blow the trumpet by the command of Allah ta'ala this trumpet is a huge object in the form of an animal horn By the blowing of the trumpet, the earth and skies will split into pieces. All of creation will pass away, and the souls of those who have passed away will become unconscious. However, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to protect will remain in a state of consciousness. A period of time will elapse in this way. Belief number three, when Allah ta'ala wishes, the world will be recreated. The trumpet will be blown a second time. The whole world will come again into existence. The dead will be given life and all will gather in their bodily form on the plains of Qiyamah. Facing difficulties there, the people proceed to the Anbiya alayhimu salam, requesting them to intercede on their behalf. Finally, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede, which is called a Shafa'atul Kubra. Every person's good and evil actions will be weighed. There will be reckoning for these deeds. However, some people will enter into Jannah without reckoning. The book of deeds will be placed in the right hand of the pious. And in the left hand of the evildoers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will give his ummah water to drink from the pond of Kawthar. This water will be whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. Every person will have to cross the bridge of Sirat. The righteous will cross it and reach Jannah, while the evildoers will fall from it into Jahannam. Belief number four, on the day of Qiyamah, the good will intercede on behalf of the evildoers by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will grant the Anbiya alayhi salam, the ulama, the martyrs, the Quran, and the Quran Sharif, and the angels the opportunity to intercede on behalf of only the Muslims. There will be different forms of intercession. Number one, for commencement of reckoning. This will be specially granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, for ease at the reckoning and questioning. Number three, on behalf of sinners, so that they are not entered into Jahannam. Number four, on behalf of sinners thrown into Jahannam to be removed from there. And number five, for elevation of the ranks of Muslims. Belief number five, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reserves the right to punish one person due to committing minor sins, or forgives one's major sins by his mere grace and not punish him. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive those who passed away ascribing partners to Allah ta'ala, or those who died, who passed away in the state of kufr and disbelief. Number six, besides those people that have been given glad tidings of Jannah by Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot categorically declare any person to be a dweller of Jannah. However, it is necessary to entertain good thoughts and have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala by observing positive signs. So don't say that this person is definitely a Jannati. Say, we have got great hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this person is a Jannati. The signs are showing it is a Jannati. We don't see definitely is a Jannati. The only people we can say with definiteness is those who Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Abu Bakr is in Jannat, Umar is in Jannat. So those people we can say. Otherwise, for anyone else, the person doesn't say, he's definitely a Jannati. Say, we got hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the signs are positive. Inshallah, he will enter into Jannah. So we should be careful regarding our words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 19th para was recited. In the beginning, it's the Surah Furqan, which from the day before was recited. In Surah Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain doubts which people had regarding Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and regarding Akhirah, the life of the year after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He has sent Furqan, the Quran Sharif. Furqan is that book which differentiates between the haq, the truth, and the falsehood. So all of the doubts which these people have got, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers it. Very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives answers to it. And then yeah, in the beginning of the 19th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a few other doubts which these people had. And many of these were foolish doubts. They said, why doesn't the angels come to us? Why can't we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says two reasons why these people have got these doubts and they are making these objections. One is because of the pride and arrogance within themselves. When a person has got pride, he's not prepared to accept the truth. So this is one evil quality which is found within themselves. They think themselves to be very great. So they make all of these foolish objections. And the other is because of the company they keep, the wrong friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember the day of Qiyamah, when the oppressors will be biting their hands. And they will say, Ya laytani ittakhastu ma'a ar-rasuli sabila. Why did I take so and so person? Why did I take another path? Why didn't I take a path with the Rasul Anbiya alayhi wasalam? Why didn't I follow them? Ya laytana laytani lam attakhid fulan khalila. Destruction do be to me. If only I had not taken so and so person as my friend. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِرْجَاءَنِي. He turned me away from the advice and the nasihat and the Qur'an al-Kareem after it had come to me. Clear signs had come to me. But I had the wrong company, so because of this I was completely destroyed. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. And shaitan will leave out human beings when the person is most in need of the help and assistance, whether it's a shaitan in the form of a human or shaitan in the form of a jinnat. He will leave out a person, he won't help and assist a person. And the Qur'an Sharif is also a means of protection for a person. That is why Nabi alayhi salam will call out on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Rabbi, Inna qawmi takhadhu hadha al-Qur'an mahjura. These people unfortunately took the Qur'an Sharif and they threw it behind their back. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will actually lay a case against those people on the day of Qiyamah. So what destruction for a person who doesn't follow the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and he doesn't follow the Qur'an Sharif. And on the other hand, he has wrong friends. Allah ta'ala protect and save us from having a bad company. So Sahabi radiallahu anhu used to make dua. Allahumma rizqni jalisan saliha. Allah always grant me good company, pious company. When he went to another place, another area, another country he went to, so he made this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately Allah ta'ala blessed him with good company. So we should also make these duas also, asking Allah ta'ala for a good and pious company. Anyhow, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if a person wants to see the signs, and the many nations came in the past and they were destroyed, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to his people, they never accepted. Nuh alayhi salam came, Ad, Samud, all of these people Allah mentions over and over that these were the people, they also had all of these doubts, not prepared to accept, and eventually they were destroyed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want, there are so many signs in the world which Allah ta'ala has made. If a person looks how Allah has set out the shade, what a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Allah has given to people. Then Allah has made the night and the day, and sleeping also is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When nawma subata, it removes all tiredness from a person, it removes the fatigue from a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the winds which can bring the clouds in, and from the heavens Allah ta'ala sends down water which is completely pure. Dead land comes to life. People drink and their thirst is quenched. All of these. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا. We have mentioned these signs over and over in different ways so that people can take lesson. You look at them and you will understand the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And definitely this has come from only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not possible that it just came into existence by itself. So when a person sees these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the ocean, how Allah has made the different waters come together. But they are different. If a person goes to Cape Town, for example, you see the Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, how they meet one another, then they go back. They don't get joined together. And I just mentioned that even when there were some scientists have done some in this century, they found out that actually if a person studies in the bottom of the ocean, not even the top part, what we normally see, but the currents, etc., all of these things are completely different. How they come and they meet and then they go back. There is like a line actually, a divider in between the two of them. And if a person goes down, he can under the water, he can actually see that line dividing. On top is not so clear, but in the bottom, it's much, much more clearer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system. Allah says some water sometimes is sweet, and the other soil water is completely bitter. You get river water and ocean water, and they also how it moves, and there's a barrier between the two of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these are all clear, clear signs. And another way, one is to see Allah through His qudrat and power. And the other way to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to ask the people who know. Ar-Rahmanu fas'al bihi khabira. Regarding Rahman, ask those people who know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have got knowledge of the qudrat and the power and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask them, and a person will learn who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who are those people who you must ask? They are the people who are ibadur Rahman, the true servants of Rahman. And they are the people who Allah's special mercy will come upon, because they are the ones who will humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah mentions their qualities, and each person must look into himself. Do I have these qualities? First quality Allah mentions, the quality of the day, that they've got akhlaq and character in them. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. They walk on the earth with humility. They don't have arrogance and pride within themselves. And when jahil people, ignorant people meet them, people want to fight with them, argue with them, قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They don't want to get involved in arguments and fighting, and they just try to remove the fight and the problem, and they try to solve the problem in an amicable manner. So this is the first quality, the akhlaq and character of the Ibadur Rahman. And then a person might think, okay, the whole day I'm showing very good character, but now at night, when he goes home, so now Allah mentions at home, at night, he spends his night standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sujjadan wa qiyama, especially in sajda and standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's got this humility in the daytime and nighttime, he got the quality of ibadat and worship of Allah Ta'ala. And then he doesn't get pride in his ibadat. يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اسْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Oh Allah, remove from us the azab of Jahannam. After doing all of the ibadat, he makes istighfar and asks Allah for forgiveness. And then he asks Allah Ta'ala to remove him from the fire of Jahannam. He feels himself worthy of Jahannam. He says, oh Allah Ta'ala, please protect me from this. And then, regarding his wealth, Allah says he doesn't waste his money also. He is not stingy with his money, but he chooses the moderate path. So he's spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala, but not with wastage also, and not with stinginess, but he chooses a moderate path. And he doesn't commit major sins. He abstains from all kinds of sins, whether it's sins of the mind, beliefs, whether it's sins of the rights of people, killing somebody, murdering, which is the worst sin, or whether it's the rights of a person's izzat and honor, zina, fornication. He doesn't commit all of these actions. And if perchance he had made a mistake, he had committed some major sin, immediately he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. So the quality of tawbah is within that person. He can't manage staying in this world. We are human beings who will make mistakes. But the minute a mistake happens, immediately the person makes tawbah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah is so kind. Allah said a person who makes tawbah and he continues doing right actions, Allah will actually change his evil actions into good actions. On the day of Qiyamah, whatever wrongs he had done, because he made tawbah, Allah will change it into good actions. This is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some ulama say it means Allah will change a person's evil qualities into good qualities. So if a person has got any evil qualities, continue making tawbah, doing good actions, Allah will change your evil qualities eventually into good qualities. And Hajim Dadullah rahmatullah alayhi makes an amazing point. He says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, means that Allah ta'ala, whatever our good actions are actually sayyat, they are not worthy of being good. They are actually gunas. We read namaz now. You see, our salat is actually like a guna, it's like a sin. Because how much of weaknesses and faults is there? But when a person makes tawbah thereafter, then whatever weaknesses Allah has got, we have got in our salat, in our fasting, in our ibadat, etc., Allah will change that sayyat. See, our good actions is actually sayyat, it's a sin. But Allah will change it into good actions. These are for the people of high level. But so never a person must never regard his good action as great, as Hazrat mentioned yesterday in the bayan. We do not know whether it will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, after every action, the person must make tawbah and istighfar. We find in salat also, after salat, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. After fasting also, ya wasi al-maghfirati ighfirli. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Allahumma lakasumtu ala rizqika aftartu fataqabbal minni. Oh Allah, is that worthy of acceptance? Please accept it from me. All the actions of ibadat in hajj, in everywhere, when a person does the action, he must ask Allah for forgiveness thereafter. Because we can never fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another quality Allah mentions, لا يشهدون الزور. They do not go to wrong places. Places of sport, places where there is music, places where there is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, entertainment. They don't go to such places. And if perchance they have to pass by such lagh, such futility, they walk by with honor, with dignity. They don't look down upon those people. They make dua in their hearts for those people. But they themselves don't get involved in such evil. And another quality Allah says, when they are reminded of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as they are reminded, they don't turn away deaf and blind, but they prepare to listen to it, and they start pondering about themselves. I got this weakness within myself. I need to change myself. I need to correct myself. And the person is not arrogant. Anybody gives him the siyat and advice, immediately he's prepared to accept it. Let me think about it. What you are saying, he can be a smaller person than us. He can be somebody even is a evil doer, a sinful person. But as soon as we hear this, immediately our attention, I need to change myself, I need to correct myself. And the last quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, those people who have got concern for their family, they are worried about their family members, not only themselves, and they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, make our children and our wives the coolness of our eyes. The coolness of the eyes means extreme happiness when a person sees them. In the next part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Musa alayhi salam's mother, that when the child was returned to her, Allah said, we send your child back to you after losing your child, so that your eyes can become cool. So we can imagine a mother losing a child, and now the mother gets her child back, how much of happiness she's got. That is the kind of happiness we want when we see our children and our wives in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in good conditions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the quality of them. And they make dua that, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, that oh Allah, make us the imams of the muttaqeen. That make us so pious, that the muttaqeen and the pious people must look up to us, and they must be inspired by us when they see our actions. So what beautiful dua of the Quran Sharif. Once Allama Anzar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi was in Rajwal, and then he gave a bayan, and he said that his father was very particular about this dua. Allama Kashanur Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, every namaz before making salam he would read this dua, and he said through the barakat of this dua, Allah made it such that all of his family, all his children, boys, girls, they all mashallah, Allah Ta'ala gave them deen in their lives, and Allah made them pious, and Allah accepted them for the khidmat of deen through the barakat and blessings of this dua. So Allah give us tawfiq. Ulama say before getting married you must make this dua. After getting married, for the marriage to continue remaining proper. Before getting children, we must make this dua. And after getting children also, we must make this dua. So it's a dua throughout our life we should be reciting. Allah give us tawfiq. Dasada, Ibadur Rahman. And Allah says, because of that qualities which they have got, you need some of them, you have to have sabr in you. You will be given high, high levels in Jannat. Allah make us amongst those people. And those people who are not prepared to become the servants of Rahman, they will destroy themselves and they will get the punishment in the year after. So Allah, that the last ayat of Surah, Furqan, Allah mentions that. So in the next Surah, Surah Shu'ara, Allah Ta'ala speaks about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, now the fikr and concern which he had. The punishment is going to come to these people, they will be destroyed. So Nabi alayhi salam has got the concern now. They'll be destroyed. He was like killing himself, finishing himself because of this worry and concern. Why they're not accepting Iman and Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is nothing new. The past nations also came and they made a mock of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They weren't prepared to accept. Look for example, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. No matter what signs we gave these people, they weren't prepared to accept. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Firaun. Open, clear signs he gave them. But still they were not prepared to accept. He showed them the hand. He showed them clear, open signs. But they said, we are not prepared to accept. So then anyhow, Firaun himself called all of the magicians. They came against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Those magicians also accepted Islam. What another clear sign there was. But even after seeing that sign, Firaun now, he started threatening those people. He said, I'll destroy you people. He wasn't prepared to accept that sign. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people started running away, going away now. And they were commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Firaun follows them. And now another clear sign he sees when the ocean opens up for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is supposed to have brought him to his senses. That these are the people on the truth. But still he wasn't prepared to accept that sign. He goes into the ocean and the water comes down over him and it destroys him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you can carry on giving effort, making an effort on the people. But, and the signs are so clear also, if they're not prepared to accept, they won't be, look how Firaun. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to his people. How he called them, clear signs. He explained to them about the Qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They took him and threw him in the fire also. The fire never burnt him. Still they were not prepared to accept. So clear signs, after what can be more clear than this? Miracles. The other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came and they showed the people clear miracles. First they explained to the people nicely. Then the people asked him for signs. They gave them clear signs. After seeing the clear signs, they weren't prepared to accept. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, your people also, if they don't accept, this is nothing new. It is continuing in the way of the people of the past. Some people will accept, they will get hidayat and guidance. They will be successful. And other people are with clear signs. So Allah mentions all the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They all came with same message. Why don't you have taqwa in your life? Bring taqwa. I am a Rasul, a messenger who has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I've got amanadari and trustworthiness in myself. I won't speak lies. Fear Allah and follow me. I'm not asking you for any worldly wealth. My reward is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come on the right path. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam looked in the people and found whatever was the weaknesses in them. Sometimes it was love of wealth because of their buildings and their high possessions. They were not prepared to accept Iman. So because of this, arrogance had come into them. There were certain people, because of their status and pomp which they had in life, they were not prepared to accept. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, together were calling them towards the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. They tried to stop them from the evils they were doing, the wrong actions they were doing in their life. And why were they doing the wrong actions? Because Iman wasn't correct. When Iman is not correct, automatically these sins will come in a person's life. And when an effort is made on Iman, and a person's Iman is correct, automatically these sins will come out of a person's life. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. He went to the people and he explained to them, you are involved in the evil action of homosexuality. And he told them also, Inni li'amalikum min al-qalin. I got hatred in my heart for you people's action. So when a person sees people engage in the action of homosexuality, etc., he must actually verbally say it, Inni li'amalikum min al-qalin. I got hatred. Not that we keep quiet about it and we say that no, we must have peace with everyone, never mind, they also got right. But we must have hatred in our hearts. If we don't, eventually the evil of that guna and sin comes out of a person's life. So he said, Inni li'amalikum min al-qalin. And together with this, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. Oh Allah, save me and my family from the actions which these people are doing. So this is a dua we should also make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the environment we are living in and the evil and immorality which is spreading amongst people. So whenever we see this immorality taking place, not only homosexuality, any kind of immorality, oh Allah ta'ala, save me and my family from these actions. And oh Allah, I hate this action. It's a very repugnant action, a very evil action. It will actually destroy mankind. What a punishment Allah said, وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِ مَتَرَى Send down stones upon these people. What an evil punishment we send upon these people. What an evil action these people had done. And then Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people with the same da'wat. And they used to cheat in their business dealings. So he explained to them, They also never accepted. They wanted signs. They were given a sign. They never accepted. And they were destroyed. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions at the end of the surah that the Quran Sharif now has come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are clear signs. Even the ulama of the Bani Israel accept the Quran Sharif, and they say, you know, some of them accepted Iman and Islam. So if you want signs, it's completely clear. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not someone who is making it up, or is not a poet that is making up stories. The Quran Sharif is no poetry, but it's a clear sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salam, you remain steadfast, and finally you will see those who are not prepared to accept, they will just destroy themselves. Then the next surah, Surah An-Naml, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions now the opposite. That, oh, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah is giving him, is consoling him. That see now you are very sad, that the people are not prepared to accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my system in the world is, when people are not prepared to accept, I change the system eventually. And I give success to the people, after them. The Nabi alayhi salam make effort, and finally success is given to their followers. Allah changes the power in the world. Sometimes people have got power for a short while, or for a long while. But then when the truth comes, then Allah Ta'ala eventually, they go through difficulty, and then finally Allah Ta'ala changes it. And we see it in the world today, how in Syria, so many years they went through oppression. Today Allah has given back to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat. In Afghanistan also, what and what oppression was done. Today Allah has given them victory, Allah has given them the rulership. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Firaun. Clear signs, he never accepted. He eventually was destroyed. And then Allah Ta'ala gave in the progeny, Dawud alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. What great Anbiya, Sulaiman alayhi salam was given such a kingdom, which no one before was given such a kingdom. Allah says, we gave them what a beautiful kingdom. Allah mentions about this kingdom. And one quality of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and Dawud alayhi salam, they had humility within themselves, not pride and arrogance. And they made shukr and thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, alladhi faddalana ala kathirin min ibadihi al-mu'mineen. And Sulaiman alayhi salam was such a humble person that even he was prepared to take nasihat and advice, take lesson, get knowledge from the namal, from the ant also, and from the hudhud, a bird. Such humility he had within himself. And Firaun was such a person, a Nabi of Allah came to him with clear signs, he wasn't prepared to accept. So it shows if a person got humility within himself, even a small animal, somebody small also, he'll be able to take lesson and take benefit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident here of eventually this woman, Bilqis, she was living in one country, and how Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam gave a dawat, and she eventually accepts Iman. She also was a ruler, and she had humility within herself. So she accepted the call of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and she accepts Iman, and because of this Allah gave her izzat and honor. And the other people, Firaun, Qawm Thamud, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, went to them, they were leaders, they weren't prepared to accept, and they saw a clear sign. She saw one sign of a bird, and she accepted. They saw the clear sign of a big camel, and they were not prepared to accept. So eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we destroyed these people, and we brought other people in place of them. And وَأَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, we made them successful. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam also, he went to his people, they were not prepared to accept. And actually they started making a mock of purity. إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسُ يَتَطَّهَرُونَ, these are pure people. They want to become pure. Well, what foolish people they are. I mean, it's like, what is regarded as good becomes regarded as evil. In today's time, a person wants to remain pure and chaste. It's regarded as a bad thing that you want to remain chaste. Everyone is making zina nowadays. Everyone is, you're still a virgin. Virginity is like a bad thing. Purity is a bad thing. So this is unfortunately when the minds of people become upside down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually mentions this. And also the ulama say that Allah ta'ala wanted to show in the incident of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and Dawud alayhi salam the power of divine guidance. That Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he had wahi and knowledge with him. And whoever has got this knowledge and wahi and revelation with him, and the other people who don't have it, there's a world of difference between the two of them. In the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he wanted the throne of Bilqis. So somebody who had knowledge of the kitab, he did a supernatural action. And how much more powerful it was, because it was joined with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Compared to a person who doesn't have the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe he'll be able to do a supernatural action also, but there won't be that amount of barakat and blessings, and it won't be able to be done with so much of speed and so much of goodness. So anyhow, when a person has got wahi and revelation with him, and he follows it, Allah's special help and assistance will come to such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.